Democrat candidate Kim Myers, Broome County legislator, seeking New York's 22nd district seat that has been vacated by Representative Richard Hanna. She has two opponents, Claudia Tenney and independent Martin Babinick, also running against her. Let's start, Kim, by asking you about, are we doing right by our veterans?
Absolutely not. I don't think that we can ever do enough for our veterans. When I wasn't even, I am a Broome County legislator now, and I heard that we were having a meeting, a veterans meeting at our public library about a new outpatient clinic that we were opening, and I thought, I'm going to go and sit in and listen to that. And as they were announcing who was there, it was a representative from Richard Hanna's office that represents Veterans Affairs, and so I went over and I sat next to him because I wanted to learn what was going on. And as I sat at that meeting and I heard some of our veterans stand up and talk about what some of their issues and some of their complaints are, I did turn to Hanna's representative. I said, "You got to be kidding me! You absolutely have to be kidding me! That where our veterans have to go and how far they have to go for medical treatment, what they have to go through and the red tape that they have to go through to receive their services is embarrassing as a nation. For those who have given what they've given so that we can have the freedom that we have, it's absolutely unconscionable." Along with at the Broome County Veterans Memorial Arena, we just had a service where we got a grant for a program for mental health services for veterans, and it's called a peer mentoring or peer group. And it was clear to me that we do not nearly have enough mental health services for our veterans who are coming back from conflicts in the Middle East to help them deal with the trauma that they've been through and help them reassimilate into life. And so we definitely need to provide more services for them, absolutely.
Let me move on to fracking, Kim Myers, and ask you, it seems like it's pretty well over now, but where were you, where are you?
Well, somebody was sitting here in Broome County, I was, and I will say, pleasantly surprised when the governor came out against fracking. I know that there is kind of a 50-50 push that fracking would bring jobs and fracking would be an economic boom. But what I was pleased with was we need to wait a little longer. We need to have a little bit more research. And as I often talk about, what are some of the consequences to kind of research and wait and see and look at many of the other states that do have fracking and what are some of the consequences that they're experiencing. And also for the technology, the research to be much better, because I don't believe that it's there quite yet. I don't know that it ever will be, and I don't know if it's ever a good idea, but I know that it's not there now. And I remember, and many people would, when the pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico broke. And I remember just being an average citizen and thinking to myself, they allowed that drilling without a plan, without a plan for what if. And that's what would have to happen with fracking. There would have to be look at all options of what if. And I just don't think that we're there now. I believe that there's other ways to meet our energy needs, which we definitely need to do for economic growth. And I do believe that there's jobs that will be and can be created with clean energy and renewable resources for energy.
Kim Myers, let's go to gun rights. Obviously, guns are a big issue in New York State, particularly upstate. Where are you?
Thank you. As someone who was born and raised in a business that arguably now could be probably one of the biggest sellers of guns and ammunition in the nation, I know the Second Amendment, and I will protect the Second Amendment, but I also know what responsible gun ownership is, and that's what we have to protect, the responsible gun owners.
Let's go to climate change. There are a lot of deniers. A lot of people say it's all a bunch of hooey. The experts don't seem to, and you say?
Absolutely. Climate change is real. You can't argue with science, and the science says that there is climate change, and we're seeing it with our natural disasters. And I understand that the naysayers say, oh, it's all cyclical and it'll all come back. But I believe that it's real, and I believe that we have one planet, and it's one planet that we need to take care of. And I also believe that, especially in the United States of America, we have the minds and we have the motivation to solve the energy problem. We need to be less dependent on fossil fuels. And in order to do that, we need to invest and have the right minds looking at clean, renewable energy. I was in Madison County a couple weeks ago for the wind turbine farm that was fascinating, as well as the landfill that takes ethanol gas, turns it into energy, and is providing clean, renewable, inexpensive energy for businesses that they're creating a business park right there near the landfill to harness that energy and use it. That's what we need to do, and that would be a win-win for everyone in our country and everyone in the 22nd District.
Kim Myers, I want to go to the opioid-heroin epidemic, and it is an epidemic, and every small
Absolutely.
Town knows it. What are we going to do about that?
Forgive me for you. I'm very, very passionate about this issue, very passionate. And forgive me when I use the term, the way to combat the opiate, and it's not just opiates, it's all addiction. All addiction, we need a plan, and I use this term, to carpet bomb it. You can't start at one end. You can't just fix this or you can't do this. You have to start at the beginning, which is education. For example, parents and kids need to know, you know, if you break your ankle, you have your wisdom teeth out, you don't need a 30-day prescription of an opiate for that. And life is painful. Sometimes you just have to take Tylenol, you get through it, or maybe you have one or two opiates to get you through the first night. We need to educate our doctors to not prescribe that, to know that that is not the right thing to do. Then when somebody is addicted, we need to absolutely have compassion and we need to have quality treatment for them, and it has to be accessible to everyone. And I don't know how you change the culture, but the one thing that also has to change is the culture that being an addiction is a product of a moral failure. It is not. It's a physical disease just like cancer. If somebody's in remission for cancer and the cancer comes back, nobody looks down their nose at them. Nobody says that there they go again. People are compassionate for them, and they're given all the best treatment that they can possibly find for that. And then when you do provide treatment, you also have to have a follow-up. People, well, the insurance companies and many of the programs will approve anywhere between 2 to 14 days of treatment. That's not going to do anything for an addiction. But let's just say we finally get to a point where we have quality treatment that is individualized, and you stay in treatment for as long as it's deemed necessary for you as an individual. Similar to you would have as much chemotherapy or as you would have much treatment for any other disease that would fit your particular individual needs. But after that treatment, there has to be follow-up and support.
I got it. I'm so sorry, because I'd love to talk to you about this for the next hour, Kim, and maybe we will have another chance. But we're out of time now. We've been talking to Democratic candidate Kim Myers, Broome County legislator, seeking New York's 22nd district seat, currently held by a retiring Republican, Richard Hanna. I must say I'm very impressed, Kim, and I appreciate your spending all of this time with us for the last couple of days. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to you, too.